The great holiday travel season is upon us. I want to give you the latest TSA numbers. Yesterday, 2 million people went through TSA checkpoints at the nation's airports. 2 years ago, in 2019, before the COVID lockdowns, it was 2.4 million. We've seen this kind of number very close to what it had been 2 years ago for the last several weeks. And the airlines are telling us that their leisure demand is essentially back to 2019 levels. But let's talk to the CEO from one of those airlines. Barry Biffle is CEO at Frontier Airlines. And first, wishing you the easiest of holiday travel seasons, because I know a lot of people are counting on getting to where they're going. What are your projections for Frontier? Are you at 80% of 2019 levels? Or are you at 100% now? Because so many people are traveling again.
So we expect to have similar loads to what we had in 2019 when we get to the latter part of the holiday. And so, you know, we expect to have planes to be full, and our capacity is slightly above what we had in 2019. So we should exceed passenger levels overall. But we're really excited about the Thanksgiving holidays. And I hope everybody is excited to see their friends and family. And based on the numbers, like you were just saying, it looks like a lot of people are going to be joining their friends and family for the first time, possibly since COVID started.
Yeah, and you've been busy during the COVID pandemic. You've been kicking some tires and putting some cash down to buy some planes. You just put in an order for 91. It's the Airbus 321, the A321neo. But you're all Airbus, aren't you, at Frontier? And that's on top of, I think you're going to have, when all is said and done, close to 240 new aircraft. You're tripling the size of your fleet over the next 8 years. Is that aggressive for an airline to do this kind of work and the plans that you have?
Well, look, obviously, it shows our optimism in our business. We wouldn't triple the size if we didn't believe in the fundamentals. Look, Frontier has the lowest cost position. This order, when these aircraft also enable us to continue to be America's greenest airline with almost 120 miles per gallon per seat. You know, that compares to 63 miles per gallon with some of the big airlines in the U.S. So the innovation around fuel savings and CO2 emissions are great for the planet, but our low fares are great for consumers. And you know, there seems to be insatiable demand for low fares, and we think that we'll be there to provide it for years to come.
What about staffing? I know that some of the legacy carriers have had issues because so many people took early retirement. When you triple the size of an airline, you need more people. What do you think are the chances are you're going to get the people you want in time to follow through with the expansion?
Well, look, we're seeing, you know, is the incentives to not work kind of went away, those federal plus ups for the unemployment, as that went away, we're seeing a lot of people come back to the workforce. And we're also just seeing, you know, things just overall normalize. You know, we've got the vaccinations and now the boosters. And I think, you know, when we round the clock into 2022, I think you just look at the fact that we've got the pill coming in to treat COVID-19 from a therapeutic perspective. And I think that's going to get the last numbers of people that are still sitting at home. You know, some people are still out of the workforce because they're nervous. Mm-hmm. But the truth is I think there's going to be less and less concerns as we move for the next couple of months, especially once we get the approval for the therapeutics.
Airlines for America will appreciate this when I point out that there have been no reported super spreader events on any airline. The filtration systems on the planes, when the pandemic lockdowns began, we talked a lot about this, the HEPA filters and all of that. But where I'm going with this are the masks. I know that a lot of people and CEOs at airlines wish the mask mandate would go away. TSA is going to reexamine this January 18th. Do you have any insight about what they might do? I mean, the concern over the spike in cases sure sounds like they're going to extend it. Can you share with us any discussions that you're hearing about what might happen?
Look, I don't know what they'll decide, but I think if you have continued high cases and more importantly, continued high hospitalizations, I suspect that they'll keep it in place. Do we need it a couple more months? Maybe. I think, again, I'll go back to the therapeutic. If this truly reduces hospitalizations and deaths by 90%, then, you know, by probably February, March, you're going to have a game changer that should be good for travel, should be good for the overall economy. But yeah, you probably get away from needing masks if that is successful. So maybe they extend it, but I doubt they'll want to extend it. You know, it's not going to be 6 months or 12 months, I wouldn't think.
You know, we didn't even get into your earnings report. I should point out that your revenue is just about what it had been for the same quarter in 2019. Have you had a chance to exhale yet? Or is it still, you know, you're the CEO, thousands of people are counting on you just as employees, multiply that by 10 with the passengers. Are you still, is it white knuckling through this pandemic still?
Well, it's definitely been a stressful roller coaster as we've gone through, you know, the last couple of years, and it's gone on now. You know, we're going to go into 2022, be your third official year that you've been messing with this. But I think you truly are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I think it's great to see the volumes of passengers back. We're really excited about the holiday season. And I think when you look forward as we move into Q1, you've got the office reopenings, you've got kind of things getting back to normal. And so, yes, I think everyone's tired. We're all stressed. I think there's plenty of businesses like ours in the travel space, especially that have been stressed. But you can finally see light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that, you know, things will be back to normal in the not so distant future.
Barry, I think many of us look forward to the day when we bring people like you on the program and we're talking about why doesn't the seat recline more or why are the snacks getting smaller and smaller? The peanuts, or if you can even give peanuts in this era, pretzels, we'll go with the pretzels. But wishing you and your team at Frontier a very hassle-free holiday travel season. Barry Biffle, Frontier Airlines CEO, thank you for joining us.